right, thank you. Okay, everyone, hello. I will officially call to order the Town of Weed Select Board meeting. Today is Tuesday, March 17th, 2026. It's Happy St. Patrick's Day, right? Yes, Happy St. Patrick's Day. So the meeting is being audio recorded tonight, and I'm going to review the agenda quickly. We've got some consent items, some minutes, March 10th, last week minutes. Accounts payable and some payroll warrants. We'll be signing those tonight for the end of the night. And then we have a bunch of select board items. We're going to talk about the warrant, the ATM warrants. We're going to talk about the budget. We've got some, maybe some leases to discuss, I think. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about a little bit about the highway department. That's a follow-up from last week that I requested for us to talk a little bit further about the road repairs, road work. We're talking about the board's clerk position, office assistant position. We've got some rewards to talk about, insurance rewards, and then the Health Community Resource Fair and Code Red. Anything else that comes up? We got a little bit about the police cruiser over in Coleraine to talk about. Got some public comment. And what else? Anything else? Elisa?
Nope, I'm good, thanks.
Will? Mia?
No, it's all under budget.
Okay, yeah, we got a lot under the budget. All right, so you folks want to do some minutes?
Yep.
So let's pull out, we've got one set, so we're going to review the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes. This would be for Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. And Elisa and I were here. Will was not, but Will can, I'm sure you've read through them.
Yeah,
okay. So Elisa, why don't you start?
Yeah, so I just have one thing, and it's page 2 under the liquor license. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down when you're saying that you had reached out to the ABCC. I have no idea what that is. Would you mind spelling that out for me?
I was going back and forth, and I was thinking of Pat's email to me to spell out the acronyms, and then I couldn't remember if it was alcoholic beverage or beverages, so I just put ABCC.
Okay.
I'll fix it. I'll look it up.
Yeah, that would be helpful to me. Thank you. And that's all I have.
Will?
Nothing
at all. Man, the only thing I had is on the front page in the highway superintendent, last line about highway, right at the end about Dina's comment.
Mm-hmm.
Paid for, but using free cash. So that the highway department would wait an additional year to replace the pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
Discuss replacing the pickup truck.
To discuss replacing?
Yes. Yeah, we're not going to just automatically.
Oh, yeah.
You replace it.
I see what you mean.
And that is all I have. You're great.
Yeah, really
great.
Good. Great.
Nice job, man.
Okay, can I have a motion to accept the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, March 10th, 2026, as amended, please?
So moved.
Ooh, everybody's so excited to jump on this tonight.
I say we give it to Will.
Wow.
Oh.
It's never a motion was made by W. Emmett. It's
there
always seconded by W. Emmett.
I know, it's just the order of the pecking order.
So I pecked first.
He was pretty quick on that.
He did go pretty
right?
quick. That was,
I
that was some
asleep.
Good pecking.
So can you second it, please?
Second it.
Any further? Wow. It's gonna be a night. Very pink of you.
Yeah.
Any further discussion?
I think we're done.
All in favor.
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.
Bob, don't be scared.
Thank you. Hi, Bob.
You look really scared. Bob, you look a little scared.
The rabbit's headlights.
It's kind of scary in here, that's for sure.
Some warrants. We can sign those after.
Yeah,
that's fine. We should turn around everything else. Okay. We are going to dive into it. Annual town meeting warrants.
Yes.
Holy moly.
Here we go.
Diving right in, folks.
Okay.
Shaboom. Off we go. You got it in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Mia prints it out. This is her first draft.
Go, Mia.
Oh, draft.
All right, I'm assuming all the highlighted ones are the ones that...
Yeah, I was going to put a little note on there. I'm prepared to just explain it.
Okay. So, since this is the first we've seen it, everybody will do proofreading at another time for any type of grammar, spelling.
I don't think it's even worth doing that yet. This is just
that's
like a placement
we'll do,
one.
Yeah, that's what I said. We'll do that at another time. So one and two are always the same. Three is always the same. Four.
However, though, Mary did suggest that every year we spend half an hour figuring out whether to move the school ones ahead of Article 3.
We always do.
So that we may as well just move the school ones ahead of Article 3.
I said that some time ago, and the general consensus was no, because everybody knows that Article 3 is the operating budget. But
does it matter? I don't understand.
So, I mean, it's either a vote that always has to be taken, or...
I feel like we just
shaved
half an hour off the meeting.
There's also been many a time where people have also said that the budget should be in the warrant, actually in that block.
I've always seen other... warrants have a budget in there, but
right.
That's just me.
You know what we're saying? Actually have in this warrant, instead of a separate attachment, but whatever this, you know, whatever we end up with,
so
should be built right in there.
Goes line by line, then somebody can yell, set aside,
right.
And then you just go,
yeah.
So that's another, I mean, I personally don't have an issue with it, because I'm not stuck on, sorry if that's offensive to anybody, but, I'm not stuck on a number being attached to an item type of thing, but
it'll screw people up.
I don't know. I feel like if we either add the budget in or we switch it, I feel like you do both at once and it might.
I mean, we could leave it as is this time and make an announcement at the meeting that we're going to be changing it, because we get to make some little announcements along the way, you know, that we're really going to be looking at the overall layout of the warrant. So, but either way.
However, the budget gets printed landscaping.
Well, no, not when we present
it.
It
gets
because
printed
some of this goes away.
This.
We get a lot of this. It would pare down to flow.
It goes in that.
It doesn't even stay in that format. It goes in a different format in a legal size sheet.
Right.
Paper.
It does. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. It does. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard when it comes around once a year,
right?
I remember all the time. So
this
okay.
is for us, for now.
Okay.
Then it'll make a change. Okay.
So that's a thought.
Yep.
Thinking.
So okay.
The whole elections part at the top isn't right either. I didn't change that.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Yeah. So the school articles.
That's another question. So they don't even send us the Clarion Central School one. I had to email Bing, and we had to do the math to figure out the portion of the capital assessment that was Corian Central Schools to
versus
even know what that is. It's not like it's something that gets sent to us separately. That's just factored into our Mohawk capital assessment. So I don't see why we have, I don't really understand why we have two different, because the first one says Mohawk Trail Regional School District capital assessment. That's including Corian Central School. So you'd have to break that capital assessment out
of it,
and then label it differently. Because I mean, really, you've been voting the capital assessment
twice
in the previous years. I don't even know if it was.
I don't know. I assumed a separate number got sent.
I emailed Bing today, and we had to do the math, figure it out.
Let me follow up.
Okay. So the little numbers in parentheses are the numbers breaking it out. When you add those together, that's the Mohawk Trail Regional School District capital assessment.
Okay, all right, okay.
That's like 15 something.
And then I assume for 7 we're waiting for the number for 10?
Yeah, they haven't given us those yet.
Okay. 7 and 8?
Yep.
So Article 9 is to the late bus.
That's the correct number. They sent it to me.
So last year, wasn't that in the Article 3 operating budget?
No.
I thought it was only separate once, and then we rolled it in. We did it separate again last year, too.
This is copyright from last year's warrant.
No, we did it
once last year. Huh?
I thought we only did this once last year. I think last year was our first year.
Voting
on the late bus?
Yeah, it's been more than 1 year. We did it once.
And two?
And then the second year, because... And now the third, I thought, well, they came back with a no. The finance committee has said they're not going to recommend it.
Right. They didn't even want on a warrant.
I should also note that they have a request in, or the Roe school committee members have a request in to Mohawk to figure out how many kids actually ride the late bus.
Well, I'll be surprised if you get one, because they've never been able to give us a number, but maybe now they will.
We'll see. I have it highlighted just because of its controversial nature.
But it's written okay. We don't need to tweak it.
I haven't really. I haven't
okay,
read through these with a fine tooth comb yet. But.
Okay.
Alrighty, that takes us nine. So 10. This is chapter 90.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Standard. 11. 11 is the article that's been here every year about authorizing departments, boards, committees to apply for grants. And this is the one that, not that there's an issue with people applying for grants. Grants are good, but the concern was doing so without getting any information from the select board that could actually be required to really move forward with the grant. But, so, that's Article 11.
So,
I mean, it does say in here, providing no matching funds or other costs are required by the town.
What is the history of this article? How long has it been in the warrant? Do we know?
As long as I've been here, so over 10 years. So we can try to do a little homework. Hilma might know how long. Do you know, Ned?
Sounds like at least 10 years.
Oh, it's been a while, no doubt. So we could try to, you want to try to find the history of that? You want to put it on your plate?
Sure.
Sheila, or Sheila, maybe?
Sure.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay, 12 is the revolving fund for the animal control officer.
Yes, and that's the correct number.
Okay. Okay, 13.
I left it as is.
Okay. So this, we're going to enter into a conversation that is a follow-up. This is about the revolving funds. This is a follow-up to the conversation that we had last week, in which I asked for members, Alice said she'd work on it, to talk about and figure out a way that we're going to move forward with the accepting of payments for leasing, using buildings. Where is that money going to go for Jacobs, Sawyer Hall, and Community Hall so that it is the same and we know where that money is and what is the proper way this should be handled? Because everything was being handled in a different way. Some buildings have some accounts, some buildings have other accounts. It was all over the board. So we had a brief meeting on Friday, from that meeting and some review of all of the accounts that we have, we posed these questions or this conversation to Dave, to the accountant. And we asked what we should be doing. And his response was that really any type of income for any type of rental or use, whether it's short-term or long-term, should all be going into the same account for each independent building. Right? You can stop me if I...
I think that's right.
Yes.
A lot of us
and
jargon, but...
So Dave wants and has actually created, some of the buildings have accounts, and these would not be revolving fund accounts. These would be standard accounts, and they would be money that would come in, and there are already a couple of them. There's already the community hall rental income account, and there's already a United States Postal Service contract revenue account. What we didn't have is a Jacobs Road rental account, and we don't have a Sawyer Hall rental account. So Dave has now created all of those. Those numbers have been created.
Okay.
And this, these are where we would recognize any revenues that come from renting of the buildings. So it doesn't matter if someone's using a birthday party and they're paying $50, or they're doing a constant lease of $1,500 or whatever it is a month. Everything goes into the appropriate building. Each building has their own, but those amounts are going to go in.
I think it might be a little wrong, though, because then when I asked him to clarify, I don't know if you remember seeing this one, but whether he wanted the Hilltown rent to continue going into the Hilltown rent account.
Yeah.
And he said, yes, keep putting it in the Hilltown rent account, not the Jacobs Road.
Why?
I don't know. So then that strikes the question of, does he want all long-term rentals going into their own accounts? And then for tracking purposes?
Well, so he may subdivide them. So we'll have to follow up on that, because that's,
because
he did not say to have one for like the road, like Davenport, which.
I also don't know if he really knows what leases
are. Right. So if he wants to subdivide them, and I know why. If we put them all in one account, so I am, you know, I'm reading just from what he said. If we put them into one building account, when we at the end of the year, when we're setting the tax rate, we look at the money that comes in. Basically, the money should be going into the general fund. They shouldn't be going into independent little pockets around in different places to use that money as somebody sees fit. They should be going, which is what we wanted to do originally when we ended up keeping Jacobs Road, but there was a push to create a revolving fund to put the income from leases, to force the select board to get leases and rent the space out so the money could go into an account and then that account used to take care of the building. Well, that's not really what's supposed to happen. What's supposed to happen is monies to take care of any building should be coming out of the operating budget. We should be budgeting appropriately so we have money in the budget, which would mean increasing the budgets for the buildings, all of the buildings, because any money to take care of the building should be coming out of the budget so it's clear and transparent as to where those costs are coming out, where those costs to maintain the property are coming out as you budget year to year. Stabilization accounts, which we have, should then be used for larger projects, repairs, anything that you would then be asking the population that shows up at ATM to approve in advance, and you'd set that money aside in an appropriate account for that project. So the revolving funds for Jacobs and Community Hall would basically become defunct. There'd be no purpose of having those two revolving funds. Dave, and we'll go back and clarify this to see if he's gonna just want the one account per building or if he wants two, one for long-term lease that has secured, that's a monthly amount because it's secured by a contract, and the other for any other rental income that comes in, miscellaneous rental income. If he wants one for each, that's fine, or two for each, because that allows him to take a look. It is easier for him to claim the total amount that goes into anticipated income versus unanticipated income on that page. Oh, page, what is it?
I think it's three.
Page three.
Something like that.
Of the recap. So, that's fine. If he's going to do that, he can set it up how he wants. But the end result for us is the inclusion of, if everybody's on the same page, would be the inclusion of a warrant article to eliminate those two revolving funds as part of this warrant. there in and there could be in follow-up years, depending on how other revolving funds are going to be handled, there could be others that are eliminated or renamed or changed in future years. But the thought was, because we need to figure out the way to appropriately handle the money that's coming in from the use of the buildings, which we're pushed to do, you know, we're pushed to do that, to bring money in, we have to know that we're recording it. It's going into the into our records, into the kitty in the proper way. And it hasn't been. So now we're going to clean it up. It's all been going there, but through multiple different accounts. It's very confusing, and we have to make it much easier for people.
So I have two questions.
Yep.
What then happens to the money that is going into these accounts?
So when these are canceled, that money would go into the general fund, and it'll be reviewed for free cash.
So the accounts that he's saying that we should establish for rental income, put the money in those rental incomes.
Yeah.
Then what happens that
then it gets
put,
it goes in for yeah the use of free cash every year
into free cash. Okay, got
so
it.
So then that is used to offset whatever cost to bring down the tax rate.
Got it. So it then will roll over as free
right.
cash. Got it.
Right.
So
so the concept of how much money is this building bringing in and is it offsetting the cost to run the building goes away.
Mm-hmm.
It has to go away. Because the focus has to be, as long as you own these buildings or these properties, the intention is for us to figure out a way to pay for those as a whole, as part of our budget, just like we figure out how to pay for the school, whether we have kids who go to that school there or not, and we figure out how to pay for the employees who work here, regardless of whether we think they should be working here or not. You know, if the our costs are our costs, they're part of the budget, we have to just look at them as a whole. If we start down the road, if somebody starts to question, well, can we really afford a building, and you want to take a look at the cost associated with the building, you should still be able to do that because the management of where those fees are going is within the budget, and whoever is responsible for that department should be able to break that out.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's, you know, costs to fix a door, and you know, you have to take that out of, if you don't have it budgeted, you have to take it out of special projects or something like that. Whoever's taking that out, which in that case would be the town coordinator, should be tracking where those costs are going, where that money's going.
Mm-hmm.
So you could pull 5 years from now the cost to operate a building and be able to be specific to it.
Understood. My second question is, with Hilltown Youth Performing Arts Program, we do have anticipated income with their base rate. And then when they do room rentals, that is more of a short term, that is
correct.
Unanticipated. So technically those would be going into two different accounts. If that
they'll be claimed differently.
Right, claimed differently.
And he and if that's what
that's
Dave
yeah.
wants to do is to have a long-term lease account, and then the short-term, yeah, they'll go into two different accounts. But that's simply a transaction for Mia as the person who takes those in. When she makes those deposits, she's making them to the right account.
Right.
So Dave has to give us at the end what numbers he wants.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I understand.
And, in essence, if he's going to keep the Postal Service one, I don't know. We'll have to ask him what he wants to do for over at Sawyer. I don't know if he wants to have three separate accounts. Which could then become four? I think to
right.
me it's kind of crazy, but
those are long-term
so.
Rentals. Why would it be four different?
I don't know how he'd do it. That's
okay.
what I said. Because right now
right.
he said to keep the postal one is
separate.
Yeah, and
so
told me to put Hilltown separate.
Okay, that's fine.
So I don't know if maybe he wants to, us to be able to more easily track what's been paid for rentals.
I don't know, but like he doesn't know probably unless you've told him about the one
yeah.
for Sawyer. So.
Yeah.
He may get to a point where he says, oh, I don't want to have individual ones for everything either. That might be too much. I don't know. We'll have to go back on him on that.
Right.
But you can do that
mm-hmm.
to confirm which accounts he wants.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's still the elimination of the revolving funds for those two buildings, which affects the warrant.
Right.
And then what we need from Dave is clarity as to what we're doing. So when we explain it to people, on the floor, they understand it.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, we understand the concept, we just need to know what his final decision is going to be.
Right.
Just to be able to say it, because someone will ask, where's the money going?
Okay.
So that was a lot and a lot of information, and just think about it. So I'm gonna ask to have that article put in for the next time. Are you guys okay with that?
So that would be a new article.
That's gonna be before the...
Before 13?
Yeah, is that the number?
Before the normal revolving funds.
Would be to...
Yep.
That will be
13. Those two revolving funds and move the monies in them to the general fund.
Yep.
Oh boy.
So then we'll only be voting to maintain the remaining limits.
Mm-hmm. Because nobody's requesting any changes to them.
So, Mia, that recycling program revolving fund, that's that money that we need to spend?
No.
Or is that separate?
That's separate.
Okay, so we don't need to worry about the fact that if we go over that 10,000.
No,
because
there's something called
over.
The recycling dividend program grant. That's the one that we have to spend.
Okay.
This is like scrap metal revenue.
Yeah.
Recycling program revolving. We can use that to offset our recycling expenses.
Right, right. That's the one that just
yeah.
Is, okay. When we get to, like, after ATM, one of the things we're going to talk about is the real purpose for which revolving fund accounts should exist and how they should be used, because it's a little different from what we may be historically doing. So we'll have some more conversation just in general. Some of these funds we are required to have by the funding source, or a funding source attached to it. And others we may be using just a little bit differently than what the intention of the funds are. Revolving funds are listed in Mass General Law, and you might, in your downtime, want to do just a tiny bit of review of that so you're kind of ready and you understand a little bit better. It's really a money in, money out type of thing. Like, you have a task. Revolving funds, the concept behind it is you have a task, like an application or something that somebody needs to fill out, and they have to pay money for it. And that gets paid to the town. And then after that, there's a cost that the town incurs because of that application. And the revolving fund is a mechanism that allows the money to come in and then go out for the purpose for which the town has to pay, right? Mm-hmm. One of the things we're going to have to look at is the Board of Health Revolving Fund, because that's a fund that's pretty high right now. There's a fair amount of money in there. What is it, like 14,000? And there, it's questionable how that's being
revolved
over many years, and what would be the use of it at some point in time. We still have some more research to do, not at the end of that yet, but just kind of letting you know that that's going to be a conversation we have, is the remaining revolving funds. I'm going to start looking at what other towns have for revolving funds. I think ours are historically a little different, so just an FYI.
Okay.
Nothing to freak out about, but something that we're gonna try to keep looking at.
Okay.
And is this all that's gonna be,
no,
other than the transfers, right?
Yeah, those listed. I just did placeholders, so I wanted everybody to know where the locations was gonna be. I didn't get a chance to, like, write them out yet, but that's all I have so far, I'm pretty sure, is the transfers from free cash, Parks and Rec, possibly. Mary has submitted a warrant article, I just didn't copy and paste it in here yet, to change our official posting locations from Sawyer Hall and Jacobs Road to just Jacobs Road.
Okay.
So that's that one. And then the easement one is to get permission for those 8A
yeah.
culvert easements. Then the citizens petitions is the one we reviewed last week.
Yeah.
I think in the past we've had the free cash.
This was, so I sat down with Hilma today and did the locations. That's
okay.
where she All said right. that they had would have historically gone. I mean, obviously we can change that, but.
No, it's fine. I'm not opposed to it.
I don't know where that would normally be. Thank you, Linda.
So really, the transfers from free cash are, well, we're going to look at that. We had the recommendations from the Finance Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they were very, once they gave them to us, they changed their mind on like four of them. So I didn't feel like they were solidified enough
yeah.
to put them in.
The one you can definitely put in
okay.
is the overhead doors.
Yes.
That one for sure.
And the way it was left is that I had asked if Tyson would follow up to get a final cost on those to make sure we're using the right number from, and if there was any electrical requirements. Remember that conversation?
Oh, yeah.
So if there are, those should be included as part of that transfer. So I'll send an email.
And my only other thing with the free cash transfers is we got to figure out how we're going to offset the highway department overage. There's going to be enough money to cover like half of it with all of those extra accounts that have closed out. And I did confirm with Homa today, and she remembered the same thing that you did about how you can use those extra remaining amounts of money for like the same purpose as they were initially
yeah.
given to us.
Yeah.
So that totals to somewhere around $40,000, but I mean, we're looking at almost $80,000 in highway department winter over budgetness.
Yeah.
So we'll have to consider possibly maybe using some free cash for that.
So what Mia's talking about is the conversation that I've had numerous times here over the last handful of years about some of these accounts that have been sitting in these, what do we call them, special accounts, or what do we call them, the grants. they're individual accounts that show X amount of money that's set aside or we get in for grants.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second one of the reports that you get, maybe first, I don't know how he does it now, but. Anyway, so there are some accounts in here that have been here for a number of years. We've done this in the past, taken a look at those, and if we're certain that all of the work that was required or all the expenses that were incurred are done, you know, I wait usually a handful of years before I suggest this, that I try to find, and they really are really extra monies to us.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave has confirmed that. You know, I always check with him first, too. I try to recommend if money came in for a certain purpose, that if we have a purpose that years later is close to that, then we look at allocating that money. And there are at least three line items.
Yeah, the rainstorm washout, the Mass
right.
Works, and the winter recovery assistance.
These are all old, at least 3 years old at this point in time. And yeah, they total. Let's see, 26, 27, 28, 29, right, almost $30,000
mm-hmm.
that's been sitting there. So my recommendation is that we use that money, which will close out those accounts, which should be done,
mm-hmm.
and we use that towards the overage in the highway department because that's going to be accumulation of winter and road repairs because of washouts, because of the rain, excessive rain,
right.
the frost leaving the ground,
and the 70,000 number I have over is as of before this whole thing with Summer Stetson was even happening.
Right.
So it's going to be higher than that.
So, okay. Then, we'll probably, I would still recommend the warrant article for the overhead doors,
mm-hmm.
and we reach out to Tyson and we find out what the cost for the electrical. It's a project that's way overdue. And then I think we're going to have to look at the rest of the numbers. Finance committee had recommended, I think, just shy of $4,000 for the firefighter equipment, mm-hmm. instead of putting that in the...
Yes, $3,900.
I don't know how you guys feel about that. You want to still keep that there as one of the ones that we ask her to write up?
Sounds okay for now.
That's what
I'm packaging all of this.
Well, if we're going to provide it, it's going to come from one or the other. So I guess with the recommendation from them, I'd be in favor of putting that in there.
Yep.
As well. And then I think we're going to have to sit and see. The rest was different stabilization accounts. So we may have to see where things sit.
Yeah, because I think the other one was the IT thing and meet up that meeting on Monday.
Right.
And then the
General stabilization.
What was the one you said?
General.
General stabilization.
General IT assessors.
And vehicle.
And vehicle. So I think, yeah, we'll just know we have a couple more. Sometimes Hummel would set it up like transfer blank from free cash, so at least it's in there.
I can do that.
Well, it might be helpful to you to put it now instead of waiting the last minute. Blank, a couple of them like that, from free cash to blank account. And then we just fill in the dots.
Can do.
Okay. All right. Well, it's Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Well, I wanted to see if we could move some money out of stabilization into a recreation fund.
There's just a little more behind-the-scenes stuff we got to figure out.
For what
account-wise?
For the purpose of, one, replacing and doing something to upgrade the equipment that's in the center playground,
mm-hmm.
one of which is very dangerous and should be gotten out of there. With that dome-like structure.
Oh, behind and, Community Hall.
Yeah, Community Hall.
Yeah.
Tyson will do that as soon as the weather permits. The other thing we want to do is put a sandbox in over the playground and upgrade the play toys if they need it and get a bin, the waterproof bins to store them in.
Mm-hmm. All at Community Hall?
No,
playground here.
Sandbox would go over here, but you know, there's no reason why there couldn't be one at Community Hall as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we thought that would get used. And then any other initiatives that we have, we're working on the Community Hall facelift, some might go there. It all depends on, we've been getting estimates and maybe we're pie in the sky, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to have money available to do the things we want to do. Instead of having to go once a year,
right,
to town meeting to ask to do it. And obviously anything having to do with Community Hall would certainly have to be run by the select board, and it's not clear what the community wants.
Right.
As far as the facelift, it's just not clear.
And how is it that that project falls under Parks and Rec?
It's part of our mission.
What? To improve Community Hall?
No, to provide safe places for people to communicate, to gather and
I see.
Interact.
Okay. And do we know how much is in that stabilization for Parks and Rec?
It's approximately...
2,100.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to take a portion. We want to leave 1,000 in the stabilization.
And isn't there another account already?
There used to be a recreation account, but that disappeared, and then a donations account showed up. The recreation account ended with an 18. This is the donations account is at 20.
We don't really know how or why.
Yeah, and for the pickleball clinic, which earned us about $730, people pay, and I wasn't clear. The donation aspect of that is fuzzy. And it wasn't clear to me that that should go into a donation account. I'd rather have had it go into a recreation account. But when we first started putting monies into accounts, starting last year when we had these initiatives, it was my understanding they were going into a recreation account. If you take the donations account, just added 18s, replace the 20 with an 18, that was the account number that we were under the impression we were putting that money in.
Okay.
And also, there's no guidance as to how to write a warrant article or a sample or a template or something like that. So if we could pick out a warrant article well written as a template, that would be helpful.
Okay. Well, I think that, I mean, the hope is that you have the amount you're requesting, at least, right? And what the project is, what the cost of the project is.
Yeah, I think if you send me those things, there's enough warrants and medias.
It's not a single project, though. It's to fund initiatives.
Well, you're going to have to
list what, I asked, list some of those initiatives, just like I asked.
I had listed the things in the warrant article when I was sent it into MIA, but I need to fix that. I need to upgrade and change it.
And make sure there's a cost for those initiatives attached to it.
All right, that's a lot more work,
Well, there's got to be something that guides asking for the money to come out of stabilization.
Okay.
Because they're going to ask. Somebody's going to ask. And, at least one of those things that you asked about, if you were to put a sandbox here or a play, something for kids, there is another pot of money that could be used for that. So knowing what you wanted to do and what the cost is could drive, we put that first line item for here, that PTO one.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't be moving stabilization.
Yeah, no.
When there's money sitting, because that would be very,
$1,500 sitting.
Exact what you were asking.
We don't have access to that money. That's not Parks and Rec money.
Right, but the point being is that's why the more information we can get, the better we are at being able to figure out where that money can come from.
Because right,
there's
not need
only
to come from stabilization.
There's only 17 pages of accounts in this town. And this is exactly what I've been trying to do for years. This shouldn't exist. This should maybe be three long pages. So the fix of this is stuff like that. Knowing that somebody wants to do something and it has X amount of cost, there is a good chance that every once in a while there is money for it in this magical 17 pages that exists. But it's not... people wouldn't know it exists unless you take and you look at that and know the history of each one of these line items. I don't even know them all, but I tell from the title, I look at the title and I say, ooh, what's this? And then I research it. And then I say, oh, well, there's $1,500 that's in here that was in an account that was set up by the parent-teacher organization or whatever it's called, the PTO, is that how you do it? When the school was closed, that money existed for things to happen at this property for children. So a sandbox is exactly, this account was used to do repairs. Tim needed to do repairs to some of the playground equipment and needed X amount of money last year. We took that money out of this account because it exists. So if there is something that comes up, like I said, like this, little
sandbox.
Storage sandbox and storage for some toys, 100% should come out of here.
So how does one know that? you know?
You communicate with the select board and say, this is what we're interested in doing.
How do we do it?
How do we do it? And if the select board says, you gotta figure out a way to find the money, or, ooh, wait a second, let me see if I can find a pot of money. There is no way. This is something that's grown over, I can't even tell you how many years this has existed.
But we didn't have that conversation when we wanted to resurface the court in the center of town.
I don't think that fell into a pot.
Because there isn't a pot here. We have had that conversation.
Well, the pot, you're just telling me there's $1,500 available.
For this property.
Oh, just for this property.
There's the PTO for Heath Elementary School had raised that money.
I'm gonna go home and have a drink.
But we do have those conversations, because it's the same conversation as saying, oh, Parks and Rec have your donation pot of money that's sitting there, and then you have the revolving fund, right? At the end of the day, the hope would be that the initiative that's been happening over the last couple of years continues for the next 10 by somebody, not me, but by somebody that works to continue to take this list and to use the monies that have been sitting here that are not, you know, specific to something in a way that helps the majority of, you know, as many people in town as possible.
Well,
it's not big money everywhere, but there's little pockets that don't have a home.
It would be nice if that PTO money and the donations money and any other monies coming in could just be in a single recreation account. I mean, we still would have to go to the select board to use that money, but we wouldn't have to wait a year.
Right, but the point is that the accountant wants us to start trying to eliminate the ones that we can.
Right, so consult, that would be the word?
I don't think he consolidates. I'm not sure. But,
and I'm not
sure
you can do that with the PTO account, because that was established specifically for here.
Right.
But then they can use that money, though. Parks and Rec, they can buy whatever it is and hand the receipt to the town and say, okay,
no,
you
come to the town and make sure, right. You come up with what ideas you have,
and say the town,
the select board says, great, let's do them. For an example.
They don't always say great.
Quite a few times we do.
We say great as much as possible.
Yes, you did. I got my pickleball. I got my ping pong table free.
Yeah.
I got my badminton net free. So I did get a pickleball.
Yeah. And I will be honest that every time that I look at these, I see something else. It's a lot. There's a lot. It's impossible to know the history of all these. And Hilma was great to help for years. And that's how we started pecking away at it, looking at which ones have been sitting here. Why are they sitting here 20 years later? Or why are they sitting here 10 years later? And is there an opportunity to use that? And we always talk about it here. We talk about it at the meeting. So, but if that's what I said, if that list, wherever that list is, of things that you want to do, if you could send it to us, we can take a look at it and see if how, because there might already be monies that exist that could be used in some cases.
And some things we don't know yet what we want to do. I mean, these are initiatives, ideas. And
right, so I'll just throw this out there. The concept of, or the hope and the concept of a stabilization account is that somebody's putting aside money. The town is taking monies from free cash. We wouldn't be doing it from taxation, but we get free cash, and then we try to find the homes for it that we're almost forced into. Like, what do we absolutely have to pay? And then with this remaining amount of money, how much of it do we want to spend or let it roll into the next year? And with that, we then fund stabilization accounts for hopefully some purpose that we know is coming down the pike. But when we want to take it out for transparency, we are asking the voters to take X amount out for the purpose of this. And the cost of this is this much money. So that's that whole transparency piece of asking voters to say okay to taking money out of the stabilization account. And sometimes we have a purpose, say there's a truck that's going to be paid for it. It's $86,000, but we know we're going to have to outfit it with certain things. We may over ask to cover some of those things, but it's very specific as to these are the things that we're going to do. So the reason for asking for what the list is and what the budget is then to be able to be clear with the voters as to what they're saying yay or nay to when they're taking that money out of the stabilization account. That's the reason. So the more clarity, the better. And then it's up to the voters to decide if it's enough clarity, right?
Okay.
Right, somebody can speak to it at, on the floor too, from, right?
That's fine. If you don't ask, you don't get.
Right. So, no, 100%.
Yeah.
And somebody could always drop the amount on the floor.
Right.
If you had X amount, yeah, we're comfortable letting you take $500 or $600, whatever it is, for this, but not this, and then that's
fine. Yeah, and that's fine. And even it's fine if people say no, but again, if you don't try,
correct,
you don't get anywhere.
Right. Perfect. So we, so you guys are going to write that up when you get some more numbers or explanation. And then easements, that's being done by council. And you already have citizens petition.
Yes.
Great. And so everybody knows, we should say that the planning board articles are going to wait,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be looking for an STM. Is that the last I understand, Will?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we agreed to. Unanimous vote.
Good. That's good that that landed that way. Anything else on the warrant? Mia?
Oh, I just want to make sure that everybody, this was on the select board mail a couple weeks ago, but just so everybody keeps it in our heads, we do have a Heath student who's applied to Smith Folk. So,
that's right. So that's
that we need to know.
Oops.
They, however, have not finalized their application yet. There's a piece of their application that's going to be going, or if it is received by the town clerk's office here by April 1st, it hasn't been yet. She'll need to verify residency of parents or whatever. If it's not received by April 1st, we know that there's not a chance that we're going to have to budget for it. It's kind of like a deadline. Like, she's going to need to verify that residency, and she hasn't received anything yet. And April 1st would be the deadline that she'd have to receive it by. So whoever this person is has, like, 13 days to get that to Mary, and if they don't, then we're not going to have to budget for that.
Do you know how much we have to budget?
I don't.
If they do?
I don't know how we factor, I don't know how the transportation costs would be calculated.
They do give us a number.
I figured they would, but I wouldn't think they would give us one until they.
No, but you might be able to get like a budget based on previous year for a student.
Okay, I'll look back.
You know what I mean? Like, you might be able to ask them, well, what could it cost us?
Mm-hmm.
Because pretty soon the free cash would be gone if we have the budget for that too. Because that's, I don't remember, I don't think that's cheap.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
I remember a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I could get the tuition cost definitely, but.
Smith Vocational. We've had to do that in the past.
Yeah, about 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was deal too. So.
Well, I guess, do we want to plan on using some free cash to offset the highway budget, or?
Well, let's look at the budget.
Look at the budget. Okay.
That's what we're doing next.
All right, so that's for the warrant for now.
So we'll look at where we are now, and I think my guest answer at that right now is we should see how the next handful of weeks go with our operating budget and see where we're at bottom line.
Okay. Like FY27s or like?
26, we're existing with our budget. Which would mean Dave will have to give us the latest and greatest for the end of March.
Right.
before, at least that's my thought, as we wait and see if we have any line items that we're gonna be good in, or in the black in, or however anybody wants to say it.
Okay.
On the good side, not red.
Right.
I don't know. Because the last one we have now is dated 3/9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not really.
Yeah, so maybe he can give us a new one now, well, after the warrant.
Yeah. I mean, it should already reflect this Thursday's warrant. But if we want to wait another warrant.
Well, or we can just have it given to us for next week's meeting.
Right, which would only include last Thursday's warrant.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I can do it.
It would be a lot better than what we're looking at now. I don't think there's a reason to look at this one because this is so outdated. This looks great if we went with this one.
I mean, at least it reflects the warrant prior to this warrant. It's just missing one warrant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's only missing one.
Okay. Just looking quick to see if we have any nice big pot of money.
Well, we have the unknown one I can't seem to figure out. That's another broadband one.
Well, those are going to go away, I think, aren't they? Based on what he said? Because those were big.
The 158,000?
The 100? Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know.
Well, that's not what my question was anyways.
Right.
My question was on the state broadband grant account that we have $278,000 in.
Yeah, I think he's got to answer that. I think he's got some errors on them.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at what you've got for us for the budget.
Okay.
Because I had that on your desk?
Yep.
Yep.
So I just filled in all the holes for Alice. Alice would be very happy. Probably not, but no. I did across the board, even in the places where there were still questions, I just did the COLA,
mm-hmm.
The 2.8. And then there was a couple places where I did just put in level funded placeholders, and I think that was just, well, I mean, first of all, I don't know what to put for my salary line, so I put it as if Hilma is still here for now until we figure that out. So you can ignore that line, but I put the number there. Then technical support town buildings, I think I level funded that as a placeholder because of the copier, the payphone, and everything with Northeast IT. I didn't know, but we don't really have a definite number there yet. Then school committee stipend, we didn't really decide if we what was happening with that. Neither did we decide with planning board stipend or MLB stipends.
This was today to have that discussion a little bit between us.
Yeah, and I also put the level fund on the broadband note. And then the other confusing thing was highway salary. Our budget for last year, if you add the three guys' salaries together, last year's number was significantly higher. I don't know why.
I think I don't know if we had finalized G
Jason 2.0 or something like that. There was something that was a question mark at the time.
And that's why you put more money in?
So I think there was extra. So there should be
okay.
money
because
left
when
in
I
that
put
line.
In when I put in the COLA number, it was only like a 0.14% increase.
Yeah, I remember
than 2.8%.
I clearly remember that it was higher than there was going to be money left in it.
Okay, so
well,
then,
we thought we weren't sure, but as we got closer and it got closer, we knew there would be.
So then you'll see why. Then that explains when you look at this why there's only a $253
mm-hmm.
increase in that
yeah.
line
yeah.
because.
Yeah,
that's
because.
Yeah.
So, Mary, you said you level funded the broadband.
Just as a placeholder. Don't put any weight on that. It was just so we could have a bottom line estimate.
Right, but I'm looking at 100,000 and 80,000.
Oh, I thought I level funded it. Maybe I didn't. I meant to. I must have been looking somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
What did you say about tax taking and liens? Did you talk about that? Okay, well, let's start on page one.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are jumping around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I didn't know what
time trying to find where you are and not being able to follow along.
So let's start on page one.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm just zipping through. I think like expenses, select board, finance committee, reserve fund, account support, all those. It's all pretty much.
I was going to put, there is a little bit of a question, and I didn't know, I had cut this out of there when I saw the percentage in the play. I asked you about it, Robin, but
yeah.
I was going to put 8,000 for select board and office expenses, but it's also kind of confusing because I found out from Hilla that she had always paid the copier out of select board and office expenses rather than technical support town buildings.
Okay.
Which makes sense when you look at the name of the accounts, but not when you look at what else is paid from the accounts.
Okay.
Like, it would make more sense to pay that out of technical support town buildings, given everything else we pay for, and that more than just...
Well, everybody uses it.
Selectmen
yeah.
use it.
Right.
So I've been paying the copy out of there. Then I also looked back, all the way back to July 1st, and we haven't paid any bills for the copier, which is confusing, because it's supposed to be billed quarterly. So, I mean, that's another thing we gotta think. I just don't know what's going on there.
Well, moving forward, keep it in technical support if you have it now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so then that's probably fine to leave it at 7,100 because
okay.
I'm gonna bring it up to 8 with possible filing stuff that needed to happen.
Okay.
So, there's a lot of words for
so now that brings me to tax taking needs, which was 10 and dropping down to 5.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't give any explanation for that.
So, I guess I'll have to look back.
I know we upped it last year.
Yeah. Why did it go down? Maybe she doesn't think there's as much sitting there on the docket for next year.
Yeah, maybe not.
She can kind of guesstimate through her where we are, which would be nice if that's the case. So legal fees, what did you have 4% increase do?
They had sent out a letter. They increased their hourly rate, so I just estimated hourly how many hours you budgeted for last year. I don't remember what the number is. I did all the math, and that's the number I kind of came up with. Somebody, I sent out the letter from KP Law in that email to FinCom
yeah,
Select Board. So
yeah,
if anybody wants
yeah.
to double check my math, they're more than welcome.
Do you remember? I quickly read, I don't know if there was a date when Vincent Rhodes going to court.
Yeah, it was 30 days or something.
So that's going to technically be start in this fiscal
this
year and then probably roll into next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put a question mark by that one.
Yeah.
All right, so
reserve fund. I level funded that for the time being too.
Yeah, until finance tells you otherwise.
Okay.
Which reserve fund? Where are we?
Reserve fund's way back up at the top. Close.
Oh,
right.
Yep,
in
got
finance.
It. Yep,
that's
yep.
the finance committee's
right. Finance. Right.
And assessor's expenses also does not have that software increase in there. It has
has the small one, but that's separate from if she was going to go to the cloud.
That was like another $7,000 or something like that. 75.
But she was going to use her stabilization to fund that.
Yeah. Okay.
So I guess that would be another warrant article if.
Concom expenses. So I'm back to that somewhere, whether it's legal or where it's going to come from. It's just making me remember about those repairs we have to do.
I did send an email to him.
Oh, you did?
He hasn't gotten
back.
Oh, good,
thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I don't know if he'll feel comfortable giving me a rough estimate, but you never know.
Planning board. All right, so let's come back to that stipend conversation. Is that okay? Because it's all inclusive of
sure.
different stipends.
Sure.
So that technical support town buildings, that's going to, you're going to have to check, double check that?
It's only level funded now because that would
we don't
be,
have
we don't have a decision on the
right.
copier, we don't have a decision on the, like the cloud transition.
Right.
New
England IT.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Building maintenance coordinator salary. So this is an interesting little conversation. I see you added the 2 hours. Yeah. So
and COLA.
That position is a 30-hour a week position right now. I had a conversation months ago when Mia first came in with her and Tim. It was just three of us?
Helma.
And we talked about, you know, what he does in the buildings and how much, if 30 hours is enough in a week. The end result of it was that Tim did feel that because there's so much footage of buildings and so many responsibilities and projects that have to be done, that at least this is what I walked away from the meeting, and I think Mia and I agreed with this, that he could use more time. So I had thought that to mean that he could probably go up to 40 hours. He already has insurance, right?
He already benefited.
Right, so it's not, the benefit is anything over 20 hours, so he is already in that. So basically it was the cost of his salary. Not that that's nothing, but if we think about how the buildings were cared for years ago when this was an elementary school, Tim had different level of responsibilities. There were custodians that, you know, he was a custodian at one point, but then there were custodians, and then all of a sudden we say, Tim, hey, now you gotta do everything you used to do plus this. And quite honestly, I don't think it's really doable in 30 hours a week. I've always felt that. So that was the conversation. So come full circle, a couple weeks ago, I asked Mia if Tim's here one day, and he was, and so we have the conversation, Mia and Tim have a conversation, and then Tim only wants to go up to 32 hours. So that's the 2 hours.
But that was because...
Right, so there's a batch or a partial story to it that we still have to figure out. But part of it was that, I guess, during the summer, or the growing season, Tim mows here,
and Tyson hires him as summer temp help.
So he's doing it out of, it's getting paid for out of a different pot of money. So
he's worried that he wouldn't have enough time to do both things.
So I've been clear that I wanted all along the mowing here to be part of the mowing contract.
Mm-hmm.
I've been pretty clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's never really happened, and I totally forgot to ask Tyson. Has he gone out to bid at all for mowing, do you know? Has that happened,
no,
Mia?
He keeps telling me that he doesn't need to.
Well, he does need to.
It's over 10,000.
He needs to. So And I really wanted this to be part of it. I thought last year I actually asked for it to be a like a, an additional fee, like what was the cost. And that was only because I think I got browbeaten a little bit on it, but I really think it should be one price for everything.
I think that makes sense. I mean, it wouldn't have to go out to bid per se, you need three quotes, but.
Well, I mean, yeah. The same, yeah.
A procurement.
Yeah, yeah. A level of procurement based on the value of the service. How's that?
That was perfect.
It was shish.
Laura would be very proud.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I've taken those trainings. Don't want to do that too much. But. So that requires a little follow-up conversation. Will?
Yes.
Would you like to talk to Tyson about what's happening with the mowing bids, or if he's gone out and called and gotten prices for mowing, and if that can include this building?
Okay.
I should know, I did have a little bit of a conversation with him, and it does sound like we have three people who would be willing to give us quotes.
Right.
Two who are actively very interested and have reached out on their own.
So that should happen really quickly.
Yes.
If he hasn't done that. And I guess, so my thought would be is, I mean, I would love, I don't want to take money out of Tim's pocket. My intention through this was to try to say, oh, get some more hours, get some more money. That was my thought behind this.
Well, then I guess the other question is, if he talks to us about lawn mowing and including Jacobs Road, then do you want me to talk to Tim with a hypothetical of, if that was to be part of the mowing contract and that was no longer available, would you want to go to 40?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Please. I think that makes good sense. Because, and it's, I've mentioned this many times, we just haven't really gotten full circle because the first step was to talk to Tim. I believe that if that's not something Tim's really interested in, as we proceed over, and that I'm not going to tackle it for this year, but definitely for next year, I think we have to look into some other hired services in lieu of payroll, I guess, to do maybe some cleaning or, you know, in this building, or maybe a couple twice a year cleaning sessions, you know, something like that. Deep cleaning, that's all called, deep cleaning. But I was thinking that, maybe that, because I think it's an awful lot to expect somebody to get this place super clean plus every place else every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of places.
Yeah.
We talked about this. I remember you talking about this last year at Sawyer Hall, too. Just doing this building, particularly, gets more use.
So if we could have that conversation relatively quickly and maybe try to tackle it in this, it would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm doing a separate notebook of follow-up tasks today.
And then when it becomes too much, you turn around and say, no, you guys do X, Y, and Z.
Well, now I have it on one paper, so now I can tell you if it's too much.
Yeah, that's fine. Good.
I don't get them lost.
Now we're at all of the buildings.
Okay.
I think we need to look at these against where we stand with the latest and greatest.
I can tell you too, based on my, including the most recent warrant, with my own personal.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Records.
So where? How do we look at? Let's go line by line. So Sawyer Hall. Do you know?
Hold on. I'm trying to pull it up. Trying to find it. I don't usually use this computer for this, so.
And just for everybody here, when you're looking at what she has, she's got 10% on these, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
mm-hmm.
Let me look real quick. Yeah, 10%.
Mm-hmm. Loading.
Here,
overall, spent $12,812.08 to date. $7,687.92 left. I do anticipate that one to go over a grand or two.
Okay. You anticipate what? I'm sorry?
That to go over a grand or two. The Sawyer Hall.
Okay.
Account. Because of the generator.
So we did a project, and we should have money in there for a project. So if you think we're going to be over a little bit, I think you should bump it by 1,000.
Yeah.
At least.
1,000 or 2,000.
Well,
because, I mean, that was only how much of it got paid out of here?
2,973. So almost $3,000, right? So that's a $3,000 project.
Got paid out of there. And that's gonna push us over.
Probably.
And that wasn't that. That was the generator?
Yeah, a portion of it.
Okay.
We used,
the whole generator was like $15,000.
We used special projects.
Yeah, I just can't remember.
Yeah. So well, let's put two in there. Let's go to 24,550. Or 24,500 if you want to make it easier. I don't care.
Okay.
Town garages.
Yeah, that I can't tell you. Other than latest and greatest.
All right, latest and greatest was we've spent 14,500 almost. We had 7,500 left.
A lot of that is going to be heating.
The doors are going to make a difference because there's a ton of air loss through those doors.
Right. Yeah.
So this bump was just 10%?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
So I can leave that one for now.
Okay.
My recommendation.
Can we evaluate it?
You know what I'd love to do is get boards clerk.
I know.
You have I don't know
why
that number is stuck in there. But if Dave does nothing else, I'd love to get that out of there and put it where any place
else.
Because
a salary line should not be with the building maintenance.
No, it's terrible.
What?
I don't know. I've asked. I'm just going to put a big old Dave.
It's not even like it's the building maintenance coordinator salary.
I know.
It's boards clerk.
Let's take the boards. Okay, community hall.
Yeah. Community hall, we are at. That one's not bad. We've spent $5,540.54. We've not spent $7,959.
Okay, that's good. Let that one ride.
Yeah.
10%, that's good. Good job, everybody.
Nice.
And there's that lawn mowing. So that's going to go up. So that's going to have a question mark by it. Yep. And then we've got this building.
This building is going to be funky. I should also note that I did pay, and I think this should come out of this, not technical support town buildings, but forgetting orienting myself, that security camera fix that's right outside here,
yeah,
I paid that out of this building's, I think that makes sense, not technical support. I don't know if you would consider the security camera technical support.
No, I wouldn't have ever budgeted for anything here under technical support.
Okay, perfect. So then I've spent 47,000 of it. There's only 25,900 remaining.
So, do you know of that 47,000?
Mm-hmm.
Was that technical support piece the only like project? Was the rest just?
Let me see. Getting the roof patched. A $690 bill from Jamrock. I don't know what that would have been. That was before my time.
Yeah, they did some adjustments on the heating.
I'm assuming Greg's wastewater removal was getting our septic tank pumped.
Yeah.
Um,
so maybe we need to look
Donaldson
at this one.
Builders.
Okay.
What
so
is
can
that?
You?
That was $7,000.
That was repair of the overhang.
Okay.
Oh, Donaldson did that?
Down here, I bet. I believe.
I thought it was.
It was 6,000. I thought it was 6,000 something, but I could.
You're right. 6,200.
Oh, I love those words. You're right.
September 9th.
Yes, and that was a great, great deal. It was a good job and desperately needed. So I'm glad to hear we had some projects in there. That's good. So the total of the projects is roughly about $6,000, $7,000.
I would play it safe and say 10,000.
That's good. Well, that's good, everybody.
And
that's
we
good.
Should be fine, because as long as we don't get any more $5,000 a month oil bills. Because the last few months we've been getting $5,700 oil bills here. We'll probably get one more, I should say.
I would like to say, I'm going to throw it out there because I hate having something in my brain that I don't spit out. Mm-hmm. Now, if everybody remembers, we're going to do a project about the heating system, mm-hmm. heating and cooling. We're going to do the splits in those
right.
offices under the Green Community Grant,
correct.
Which is going to be paid for under that grant.
Yep.
That's going to allow us to close out the grant, and then we're going to be able to apply for another, whatever they call it, destination, or I don't know what they call it. But the plan there from the Energy Committee is then to apply for that grant with the thought that that grant money would go into systems for the rest of the building. These heat pump systems, split systems, are only really successful in saving costs when a large amount of the building is taken care of. So it's step one of a very important major project. So in the interim of step one being completed and step two being completed, you're not going to see a lot of savings because we're going to still have a lot of oil for the rest of the building, depending on how fast this goes. And then you're going to have an increase in your electricity for that, those rooms up there.
Yes.
So just keeping in mind that there could be a year that you see, you're not going to see savings. You hopefully won't see too much, but it's all depending on what, you know, the cost are for electricity against the cost of oils. We don't know.
Well,
and it's very hard to shut off any portion of this building. In talking with Jamrod about this, because this was my concern back, I told everybody I was going to call and check on that. Mm-hmm. There is, and Mia will be able to be good at this, we can watch it a little bit carefully during next winter, and if we feel like the electricity bill is really starting to skyrocket more so than what using just the oil is, we can all, the other system's still going to be in place.
Mm-hmm.
So we could cut out the splits,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just go back to that system for a couple months if we had to. But we'll just have to see what happens, I think, in the interim, so.
Is there any grants available to put solar on this building?
So that's another whole conversation that the Energy Committee is going to be looking at too, yes.
Can I comment on that?
Yeah.
I mean, that space can be old. My idea is we have solar out in front here.
Right.
And then if you went to a heat pump system, then it makes sense to have solar because
right.
that's going to take care of
right.
electricity.
Yeah.
So it's a multi-step process before you see savings.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone just has to be ready for that.
Good thing. Progress.
All right, so we've got that good.
Okay.
The insurance, that's the real number now?
Yes, that's
close.
Including the Jacobs Road premium.
Okay.
And, which I did tell them, I don't know if I CC'd you on that, when they responded about the square feet thing, they were like, do you want to wait to pay this July 1st? And I was like, yeah, absolutely, considering the fact we didn't budget for it.
Right.
So
okay.
That is how often.
The FERCOG is the right number.
What
yes.
was the note here next to FERCOG assessment has?
It literally says assessment has increased.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, on page 2, salaries, police department.
That's their additional 80 hours plus COLA.
How did everybody feel about that? You weren't here, Will. But you already knew that the police department was going to ask for an additional 80 hours.
Right. When I talked to John before we had a little conversation, I said, why don't you do an aspirational budget? What would you really like? And I said, this includes patrol time. I want to see people out there taking any enforcing speed rules, whatever. And so this is the result. This is what he proposed. So.
Any thoughts?
So this is an additional 80 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
For the officers.
For the officers.
Right.
Not
Not chief.
Not chief, but for the, and we have three officers or two?
Two, I think.
I think we had another one.
Clay and the guy with a really crazy Polish name that I can't say or even try to say. I think it's Polish.
Lots of C's and Z's.
Yeah, J's.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's not a huge amount of money, but I think this got into the conversation that came up last week about can the same thing be accomplished if police hours aren't, if there's some type of compensation back for the whole fair type of thing. That was the conversation last week from the finance committee too. So we got to talk about that a little bit. We've talked about this in the past, not like we haven't, and I don't know how everybody feels about it. I know it's hard for you to comment on that. Being on both fair stuff. But it's tough because yes, the Heath Fair is not a town sponsored event like some events are. It certainly is a town good event, right? It's good for the town, it's good for the people, it's good for the people, the animals, the visitors, everything. And I think that's the reason why in the past the town has, in essence, covered the cost of the police coverage at the Heath Fair. And there were times when the Heath Fair was not producing well, and it was concerned that what would happen to the fair, right? So I don't know if that's the case. I'm not privy to the finances of the fair. And I'm also, we were gonna try to figure out what the rules are regarding police coverage at a fair or any other event. Did you find that out?
So I did have a conversation with the two other presidents about this. And in the discussion, we kind of did highlight some of the things that you just have, Robin, in that this town benefits greatly from the Heath Fair. The fire department has their annual barbecue and is a major fundraiser for them. The library sets up a tent and has, you know, has sales. The church ladies have their supper. There are multiple, Heath Historical Society benefits with their barn being open during the fair. So there are multiple town entities that benefit greatly from the Heath Fair. So the feeling was that by supplying the police force, that is helping us help the town. And that it was this, you know, shared interest in supporting the Heath Fair. And, you know, it was pointed out that, you know, we could have two bad weather patterns for the next two fairs, and we would have a very hard time keeping our doors open. And that would be it. So, it's an interesting conversation to have about what the town of Heath would like to do to help support the fair that helps so many local vendors, farmers, essential services, all of that.
To sustain you.
Oh, thank you. I still haven't gotten my first one. Adam.
Yeah. You know, it seems to be that it's been kind of this partnership, unspoken partnership, undocumented partnership over these years about us all supporting each other and doing what's good for our local environment, our economy, our townspeople, etc.
What are your thoughts, Will?
Well, too busy handing out cookies.
I know. Well, then I have a response to your second question.
Socratic method of questioning. I know. I don't know.
It's a tough one.
It's a very tough one.
It's never been tough.
I could argue either way.
Right.
And so if we, I think Chief McDonough shared that he feels like it was, how many hours coverage? 50 hours worth of police coverage.
Something like that,
And he times that by the salary and so forth, and I don't know.
How many hours are the fair?
The fair, oh my God.
Friday we start at like 4?
Friday we start at 4 and close at 11, so whatever that is. And then And then Saturday, we are 9 to 10.
That's 13, so that's 7.
And then on Sunday, we are like 9 to 5.
28.
And so we always, I believe, have more than one officer on the grounds.
Yeah.
In the past, it hasn't just
so
been one
28
officer.
Times two.
I think we need to just call Covington Fair, Greenfield Fair, maybe Tri-County Fair, those towns, especially Greenfield and Covington, given that they're both one town. What do you guys do?
I think
how do you have that set up?
I think in a lot of towns, they, well, I don't know. I guess I don't know.
Very different fair.
Huh?
It's a very
yeah. You're looking at
fairs,
very different fairs, different communities. Heath is unique.
Yeah.
You know, with us.
Covington has a lot more revenue coming in for the fair than Heath does.
We're one of the smaller fairs, obviously, and one of the
right.
last remaining agricultural fairs, truly agricultural fairs.
Maybe we need someone that more knows what the requirement is. Then I guess.
So the
well,
requirement,
that
I did.
Is a question.
I
yeah.
did ask that question.
Yeah.
And we can only hypothesize that. When we fill out our insurance request, because we do get insurance for the event, and they do ask, will you have emergency services on the grounds? Will you have police force on the grounds? And we are and fire department. And we always say yes. What would happen if we said no? We don't know. We might not get insurance coverage.
Right.
And that would shut us down.
How does the ambulance work out?
We have an ambulance on the grounds, and they are volunteer their services to be there. Tim is there. Tyson is there. Tyson's wife is there. We have an ambulance. I think we have some other chlorine paramedics that come up. I don't know. Maybe you know more about that than I do. But yeah, we've got
some. I you pay for an ambulance detail. I think it's a unique situation in Heath, I think. Not that that's bad. It's actually awesome that they volunteer their time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah.
really have any insight.
So they volunteer.
Well, you're right. Sorry.
Well, no.
You're right.
There's the problem.
And this is what we figured out last year. Right. Was that, yeah, so fire
everybody
department
volunteers. But the police get paid.
And the police get paid for their.
So it is a.
So it's.
Well, I don't know. The firefighters might get a stipend payment for it. I'm not sure.
But they also get to have their big fundraiser at no cost.
And, you know, because I don't think I've. I mean, I know we've done duty down at the track, watering down the track, and. Of course, I know I've never been paid for that. So
yeah, maybe he doesn't do stipends for those because people get to go and get in.
Well, yeah.
Don't they?
People pay to get in. Oh,
no,
do
the
volunteers? The
volunteers.
Yeah.
We.
I thought they get a wristband or a
the barbecue
or
we get in free.
You guys get in for free. Highway department gets in for free. And yeah, EMS
they
gets
get,
in free. Everybody
yeah.
gets, yeah, we,
yeah,
we provide their entry.
Right.
Highway department stores their vehicles on the property at no charge over the winter. So there really is a lot of give and take that goes on behind the scenes.
A lot of questions.
Well, I think that, to me, I have a curiosity about what what the voters think, because
mm-hmm.
I have heard people, there are people who question it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that number is. Because I don't know that there's ever been huge conversations because people haven't really, in large numbers, brought it up. I'm not saying that people haven't brought it up because
mm-hmm.
they have, but I've had more people just in passing be in support of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, you know, there is more of a question just, it's interesting how some service providers receive payment and others don't.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different questions about it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the town's residents are on the grounds and services are being provided for them by finding their children or
right.
losing their
right.
this or that or being locked out of their vehicles. And
yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of care that does go to residents
yeah.
when they are attending the care.
I don't think we have an answer to this right yet.
I do ever think that there is something about police officers, like, I mean, I think there's a reason you never hear of them. There's no volunteer police
right.
departments, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
there's
I'm
a level
not...
of
Yeah, because there is a level of responsibility that goes with it should something happen.
Right, there was some conversation about maybe
there is
some sort of police academy training that, you know, some cadets could come up and train and get experience and be on the grounds, part of their education. I don't know where that would come from.
Well, the other thing too is police carry weapons, so that's training right there.
Insight as to why they're probably the only paid emergency service at the fair.
I would be willing to reach out to Franklin County Sheriff's Department and ask the question that you just posed: is there cadets that would be interested? That could it, does this kind of a thing exist? I mean, I could reach out and find that out.
So this is just one of those lines that at some point we have to decide if we're going to carry those additional 80 hours. Like, maybe this piece of it doesn't get quite figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we get some feedback at ATM on it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure would be nice if someone or if someone wanted to share their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the end of the day, at this point, this number makes the assumption status quo, nothing changes except 80 additional hours. And do we want those hours?
So why you originally asked me how I felt about this, and I'm still really unclear about how our officers spend their time.
So that can be the that can be the question back. So we can just simply say to John, how many hours are being spent? He's kind of given us some brief answers in the past, but I don't know that it's clear. In general, how many hours are spent on the road and how many are spent? I mean, basically that's what you're asking.
Right.
How many hours do we have right now on the road?
Right. Please don't misunderstand my question. I fully support, you know, the efforts of our police department.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And want to support them so that they can
mm-hmm.
do the job that our residents need them to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just unclear about saying, oh, yeah, sure, when I don't really understand how the hours are being spent now and is this
right.
the best addition. So that's where my question comes from.
Or is
just
it,
so I can understand.
Yeah, what does 80 hours accomplish?
Right.
If
where
it's a
those
small number or is it a big number? What right.
What
exactly. is already in the pot?
In perspective
right.
to what they're already doing and where would those 80 hours be spent?
Right.
Is that really all patrol hours? Well, you know, I kind of need to lay
right.
at the land before I can
so
really be able to speak to this if someone asked me at an annual town meeting because I can't speak to this at this point.
Since you started that conversation, Will, do you want to follow up with
sure.
John, or do you want me to send him a note?
No, I'm glad to.
Okay.
I already spoke to him about another matter the other day.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Will. Your to-do list is getting filled up today.
That's right.
That's what
hey,
you
I'm
get
retired.
For skipping a meeting.
No. Retired, I got old. Well.
Some of the time in the world.
Don't say it out loud.
Other things going down. Look, all right. We get to the firefighters' expenses, the fire department expenses. That's that two new sets of gear. In meetings, Nick had said that he really could drop that down to one.
Right, that's what I thought we were dropping to one.
And then if we're going to take the other one out of
free cash,
free
right?
cash, that'll go back to 32.5.
Mm-hmm.
Medical service, stipends we're going to talk about.
I think the stipends, that was the one that we had figured out.
I think we're good with that one, right?
Yeah, because we decided
yeah.
to just up everybody so
yeah.
that it
that's right,
to 16.
Make it go up
yeah.
to 16. And you know the ambulance, we've got that.
Right.
Still iffy on the contract itself, but I know that that's the number.
Yeah.
And I assume we're still waiting on kind of the data about what this year looked like as far as number of calls.
No, he did give that to me.
Oh, he did? Okay,
well,
so you
got
it.
Well, I asked for an annual report, and he sent me two sentences with the number of calls, so.
Okay.
That's
he, here's my other question. I know that they are also great at providing services for other towns. I'm curious if there were times where calls went out and Colerain wasn't able to respond.
55 calls for service and standby services for the Heath Fair and Cal.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do what you mean.
But I know I did have to call one night and I had children show up. So I'm just curious. And I'm not saying that's good or bad, I'm just trying to understand, are they available to us?
I know that there was, and that might be yours, there was one event where that was a dispatch. It wasn't that.
You're right, Heath never got toned. You're right.
Heath didn't, and Corain.
You're absolutely right, thank you for reminding me of that. That was a dispatch thing.
And this morning it happened again, but I think that was more because I think Corain ambulance was in the shop today.
Oh, there could have been a reason, but this one wasn't, this was legitimately just a mistake.
And so now every time since then that I've had to call, I said, please tone Heath. I said, I say, tone Heath now. And then I text him, I'm like, did you get the tone? Did you get the tone? And he'll say, yeah, I'm in Vermont. I'm like, ah! Damn it.
Oh, we all have to remember, right? Mistakes happen.
We could probably get that.
Yes, absolutely. You're totally right.
Or Shelburne Control. Sorry.
Just curious.
I don't know if they keep that data or not.
If they do.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I can add it to the.
In code red, that's the right number.
Yes.
Did you figure these numbers out? Are those? Oh, you must, because they're so close. The animal control stipend. And
kind of.
And the kennel assessment.
The kennel assessment, yes. Okay. I got that assessment. The animal inspector, who is that and what do they do?
That's funny you should ask.
Isn't that in our mail? Right? It's in our mail.
It is. That's why it's in the mail.
The person's name is in the mail, too. It's Amy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So we didn't have an animal inspector here for years.
Okay.
When Amy moved into town, she volunteered to do it, and she's been doing it for 2 years.
I think so, yeah.
So it's something that has to be appointed every year, and that's why it's in the mail, because someone's going to have to ask her if she still wants to be the animal inspector. And what the animal inspector does is they keep what's called the barn book. The animal inspector is responsible for the other critters
that
we have in our house.
I didn't know that was the name of it, but I am very familiar with that.
So it's the one thing that we appoint, and then they basically work for the state.
Because it is a required position.
It is, and we went for I don't know how many years without it.
It makes me feel better. Treasure went mad. About it as well. That's why I know about it.
It's very, because it's a hard job.
Nobody wants to do that.
It's very hard, yeah.
Nobody wants to go out to a farmer that they know down the street and be like, tell me how many pigs you have, buddy.
Yeah.
Do you know if she's agreeable to continue?
I think she is. I'll be honest, I just saw it today and thought of it. I didn't even think of it until that was in the mail. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I know last year she was kind of going back and forth. She didn't know if she really wanted to, but then she did it, and it went okay. So I think the more she gets used to it, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Not easy. Because the other side of it is telling somebody, you know, you have to, one, be willing to accept what you might not think, you know, all different levels of care. Because you might think higher care is responsible, you know, what the responsible action is, but the state says, no, this level of care is okay. So that can be kind of hard on your heart if you're an animal lover. But and then when there's an issue, that's tough too. But I think last year it went pretty good. And overall, Heath is good.
Good.
So Heath is good.
Good.
I'm not saying that everybody, but people do strive to take care of their critters.
Do you know?
I'll ask her, and I'll really let you know.
Oh, wildlife damage control. What is that, too?
That's the beavers.
I saw a great question last year. I'm like, what the heck is
this? Beavers.
If
beaver
we
damage.
Need to get a beaver deceiver. You're the beaver.
Oh, deceiver.
Yes. So these are, if there is a beaver issue, the highway department can reach out to beaver something.
There's many beaver companies.
Yeah, there's one that is familiar with Heath.
But do we have like a special area where the beavers are usually a problem?
A
couple
of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah, they're serious. Like, they're very, very good beavers.
Like, they block brooks and stuff?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
They flood everything?
They they create road problems.
They're my favorite engineers.
Oh.
I'm not too keen on it.
Sure.
I think the beavers should be left alone.
They sure are cute. Okay.
But yes, and we often use it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good to know. school committee stipend I left. We also didn't figure that one out.
Yep, okay. All right, so you did the highway. We've talked about all the highway things last week with Tyson. Is everybody pretty okay with them?
Mm-hmm. There's that new line item, the $3,000 storm, summer storm cleanup temp help.
Yeah. Oh, the one on the bottom. Okay, salary storm.
Oh, wait. It wasn't there. There was something else we wanted to add.
I don't know if that made it in here or not. That's the
Fire department is admin position.
Yeah, that's right.
That's gotta go back up there. But we didn't come up with a rate. We didn't come up with.
Right, but you gave us a chart, right?
I gave you the grade chart.
I don't know how you would need to find out what grade it falls into. It would be the same as.
Boards.
Yeah.
Let's see, because I did bring FY26.
Just way too many pieces of paper.
1970. All right, so boards clerk last year was mid-range fourth grade.
What grade, I'm sorry?
Fourth.
Four?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, grade four.
So this year, that would be 2025 hourly.
Okay. That's what we would budget. But we're only budgeting it for, what was it, a couple hours a month?
Did she say 4 hours a month?
Well, not even that. I think she said 2 to 3.
Is it 2?
Yeah, I think you said 2 to 3.
Yeah. So 336.
Well, just times 3 times 52.
And this has got COLA in it already.
$3,159.
What category does that go under?
Back up to the fire department.
It goes up to public safety?
Yeah.
What do you want that to be called? Maybe you can come up with a job description.
Fire department admin?
Yeah, right. I think we'll start with fire department admin.
We'll have to have
or clerk.
Maybe see if Alice will come up with a
quick job description
of everything she does.
Yeah. We just need that by the beginning of the
fire department clerk.
Fiscal year.
3159. Okay. 3 hours a week. Or month. No.
How much did you figure? That's not right. That sounds like a lot to me.
What
but
is
that? I don't know.
That was 3 hours a week.
Times 3.
Yeah,
times 12.
Ignore me.
Yes, $729.
I was going to say, I'm looking at that $3,159.
$729?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Everything else was good on the public works, for now at least. On that page, and then we go into Board of Health. Stipends, we're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Salary for the town nurse.
Okay, so that sounds good.
Expenses, foot care, stipend.
What?
Did we figure that one out?
Which one?
Wasn't there some change that was about 10 years senior?
Oh, yeah. We took out the chair.
To drop, that's why it's dropped to 1500.
Right. Took out the chair.
Unless you want to just level fund it and make Lyra's thing 1750.
Well, was the chair was 250, so she is being level funded.
No. Well, yeah, yes.
That's fine.
Because we don't know where all her money. Her money comes from different pots, or something like that.
No.
No.
Okay.
It,
am I thinking of?
I think you are thinking of that because the chair of the COA has been paid out of the senior center coordinator stipend account.
Oh. Okay.
So it's looked like for however many years she's been getting $1,750, but she hasn't been.
Okay.
So.
And what happened with the COA expense? What are we combining?
So they,
oh, the senior center operating
yeah.
account and COLA expense
and their expense
are going
account.
Into one.
Because they don't need, they don't
oh,
know really why they have two accounts. They only use one.
Ah, got
so
it.
Yeah,
negative.
Got
so
it.
It's
yep.
just making a mess to have two.
Got it.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to that position, the senior center coordinator stipend, I mean, there's nothing saying we can't raise that if we feel she's should get it, any position.
Right. Well, FinCom was saying to level fund it and not to make any changes that are
yeah.
warranted.
I agree with
that. It's just, that was just one of those funky ones in my head where it's less, I tend to not think of it as much of a stipend position as even though it is, because she's here like an hourly position and it gets confusing.
Yeah.
That's
so
the
no
reason I brought
it
up.
Yeah. Ooh, the veterans benefit went up, huh?
Yeah, and
ooh.
There doesn't seem
more
to
veterans.
Be. Yeah.
And this is taking away from, this is pulling out the trustees.
Yeah.
Per the recommendation of the.
Mm-hmm.
Expenses are pretty self-explanatory.
I left MLB stipends for now.
Yep. So there's that broadband out to 80.
Yeah, or you can ignore that.
Or we can keep it 80.
Or you can keep it 80.
Put a question mark.
Yeah. I feel like we should at least keep it to the minimum, though, which would be the 88,670.
So let's just bump it up to 100.
Okay.
And all the miscellaneous, those are numbers that are given numbers.
Yes.
Special projects.
Yeah. And I put in her two new line items, the truck note and truck note interest.
Yeah. So when those get listed out, can we drop special projects to the bottom?
Yeah.
So all you missed is we haven't really touched anything on the rest of that page other than we're going to bump back up broadband back up to the 100 for now instead of the 80 since the minimum is like more than 88,000.
Okay.
So just to see how it falls, we're going to go back up to 100.
Okay.
And special projects. We can leave it as 10, but we'll see where the numbers fall, whether we bump it up. It used to be 15. We dropped it to 10.
Right,
which
I remember.
Ago.
Yeah, I thought we did that last year.
So let's see. We may go up. But we're going up another thing, so we'll see.
Okay.
I'm going to take a look at the last list of to-dos that we have and see if they're going to be knocking at the door for projects. All right, so the big thing we have to review is the planning board stipends, the Board of Health stipends, municipal light board stipends, right? Those are the three.
Well, there was library,
planning board,
she
school.
She pulled library out in this one you're looking at. We have to
yep.
decide if we're in favor of that or not. As those are
yeah.
part of the finance committee.
Right.
So let's start with the library since she pulled it out. Thoughts?
I'm not comfortable with going from a stipend to a healthy stipend to nothing. I'm just not. You know, we talked about what the kind of the purpose of these stipends are. And I think FinCom was right that it, you know, has to do with, you know, continuing education or certifications, how hard it is to do that job, and are they hard to fill? But I also,
like to look at the stipends as somewhat of a token of appreciation, and I don't know if that's inappropriate to do, but to go from a stipend to absolutely nothing, it just doesn't sit all that well with me.
Will?
I feel there should be some compensation. And it's not a, you know, 0% of her job.
So for ones that don't have a stipend now, would you recommend we put them in? Other than the finance committee, because